Today we are continuing to look at the book of James again, and we'll look at the chapter 3, the last verses of chapter 3, and verses 13 to 18. It's just a few verses, but they are very good verses. So let's have a read of verses 13 to 18 again. So it would be good if you have your Bibles open at James chapter 3. So who is wise and understanding? Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbour bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. I think James chapter 3 verse 13 asks us the question about wisdom, because there are two kinds of wisdom. Firstly, the wisdom of the world. And secondly, there is wisdom from above, wisdom from heaven, wisdom from God. So verse 15 makes this point clear. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. From this verse, we can see that there are two kinds of wisdom. Wisdom of the world, which is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. And wisdom from heaven, from God. So I have a short video to play. I'm not sure if it'll work. But if it works, it's great. If not, we'll see. So it's kind of in line with living wisely. It has an African feel to it, which I love, and it will get us thinking about what it means to be wise. And it's also fun for the kids, so let's see if we can get that happening. And otherwise, I'll just have to keep talking. Here we go. It's a security alert. It's from YouTube, so it's a bit tricky, I think. So that's a bit of fun. But as you may have guessed, this short video was based on the parable of the wise and foolish builders in Matthew chapter 7. It's a great example of wisdom and foolishness. One builder was wise and one not so wise. So we'll look at this passage a little bit later. But it also makes it clear that there are two types of wisdom. Now, before we look at the two types of wisdom, I think it is good to be clear what wisdom is in order to know what true wisdom is. We can look at what the Bible has to say about wisdom, and we can turn to God for wisdom. A good part of the Bible where we find wisdom is wisdom literature, obviously, in such books as Proverbs, Job, and Ecclesiastes, which we looked at last month. In Proverbs 1 verse 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." And again in Proverbs 9 verse 10, it also says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." It says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom, meaning that if we know God, then we have wisdom. To have wisdom is to know God. When it talks about the fear of the Lord, it doesn't mean that we are to tremble in fear, be scared of God because of what he might do to us, like we could be scared of a roaring lion, a prowling lion, because it might eat us. But rather, the fear of God refers to a sense of respect, awe, a submission to God, honour and worship of him, a reverent fear of who he is and what he has done for us. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom. So we know that Proverbs was written by Solomon. We certainly know this when we read Proverbs 1 verse 1, which says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel." And we know that because of the faithfulness of Solomon, God gave all wisdom and understanding which Solomon asked God. We're reading in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 7, "That night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, 'Ask for whatever you want me to give you.'" Solomon asked God for wisdom, so God gave Solomon wisdom, and Solomon received huge wisdom. The wisdom of Solomon was greater than all the people in the land at the time. We can read this in 1 Kings chapter 4. But from Solomon's wisdom, he wrote Proverbs, many things about wisdom, about living wisely. So by reading the Bible, and especially the Proverbs of Solomon, we can gain wisdom. God can be known by us, and it can be known to us. So this is made even clearer in Proverbs 1, verses 1 to 2, where it says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight." By reading the Proverbs, the Word of God, and by knowing God, we can have wisdom. So if the wisest man in the land at the time wrote Proverbs for attaining wisdom and understanding, it would do us well to know and search for wisdom. So in Proverbs chapter 2, it encourages us to search for this wisdom like we would search for treasure. So one of the things we like to do as a family with our kids is when they have a birthday party, we do a treasure hunt, where we hide lollies around the backyard for the kids to search for. We also like to do this at Easter, where the kids hunt for little chocolate Easter eggs. And they search around the house, the backyard, and it is with great excitement and enthusiasm the kids search for the lollies and the Easter eggs. So they search and search until they have found them all. And they have a great fun time doing it. So this is this same youthful enthusiasm we too should have for wisdom. We should search with great excitement and enthusiasm, like hunting for Easter eggs or lollies. We should search for wisdom. So Proverbs 2 verse 1 to 6 reads, "My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turn in your ear to wisdom and apply in your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding." It says if we accept the words of God and we turn our ears to wisdom, ears to listen to wisdom, listen to God's word, and if we call for insight and look for wisdom, like looking for hidden treasure, then we will understand the fear of the Lord. and we will find knowledge, we will find wisdom. So to gain wisdom requires action. We cannot just sit back and expect to gain wisdom. We are to search for it like hidden treasure, like the kids searching for Easter eggs. We are to turn our ears to it, be open and attentive to what God has to say. Proverbs 2 says that if we fear God and desire wisdom, we will get wisdom. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, that is wisdom. Wisdom is to know God. So if we know God and his words, his commands in the Bible, then we have wisdom. So let's go back to James. James said that there are two types of wisdom. First, wisdom of the world is like what? We can find the answer in verse 15. Verse 15 says that wisdom of the world, wisdom that does not come down from heaven, is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. It says, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. So this is a big claim. Worldly wisdom is of the devil. It is self-fulfilling, selfish. The world is always telling you to do what is best for you. So my sister did a television commercial recently. It was for the National Lotto. Many of us love the idea of winning lots of money for nothing. What could we do with all that money? To be self-indulgent would be a real temptation. But in this commercial, my sister returns home with arms full of bags from a shopping spree, and she wakes up her no-good husband, who was bumming around asleep on the lounge. She bursts in and says, pack your bags, I won the lotto. The husband jumps up and says, where are we going? And my sister replies, nowhere, be gone before 12. In other words, she is kicking her no good lazy husband out of the house and she is going off for a big holiday trip. So the ad is saying, change what you don't like in your life and do what you want to, do what you please. Money will solve all your problems. So this is an example of worldly wisdom. It's selfish, earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. The devil loves to blind us from the true wisdom. He wants to distract us with earthly pleasures, the temptation of material wealth. Worldly wisdom is selfish where there is disorder, evil practices, and where you find envy. So verse 16 says, for where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. This kind of earthly wisdom is not good. It is evil and of the world. Worldly wisdom is where you find every evil practice. Now, this again is very strong wording. If you are not living wisely with heavenly wisdom, then you will live in the opposite. This is by worldly wisdom. So we need to ask ourselves, do we want to be a part of evil practices? Because if we are not living wisely with wisdom from God, living God's way, then we must be living unwisely in line with worldly wisdom, which is where you find every evil practice. So this passage has a strong warning for us to really consider which wisdom we are to follow. Let's look at what James says about wisdom from heaven. Wisdom from heaven is like what? We can find the answer in verse 17. In verse 17, James mentions many things about wisdom from heaven. It says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. If we like to have heavenly wisdom, we must have these attributes, which are listed in verse 17. We need to be pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. This heavenly wisdom listed in verse 17 of James 3 looks very similar to the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. Have a look at this table outlining similarities between heavenly wisdom in verse 17 of James chapter 3 and the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. You can see there are quite a few similarities between the characteristics listed in both verses. I won't go through them. You can just have a quick glance. So the fruits of the Spirit, listening Galatians, is a guide for godly living. With the similarities in the list, shows that to be truly wise is to be godly, to be filled with the fruits of the Spirit. If you have heavenly wisdom, then these attributes will be seen in your good life. So true wisdom is to be godly, to know God, to fear Him, and ridding yourselves of evil. So Galatians 5 also lists what it means not to be wise. In verses 19 to 21, it says, "The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like." These are all attributes of worldly wisdom. They are unspiritual and of the devil. But true wisdom is being filled with the fruits of the Spirit and filling yourselves with these from above, heavenly things. As Colossians 3 verse 1 says, "Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." So the acts of the flesh, listed in Galatians 5:19, are not wise living. These are evil practices. But as we see in James, that the answer to the question in verse 13, "Who is wise and understanding among you?" It may well be the fathers out there, the elderly, those who are in a position with education. But truly the answer is those who know God and follow Him, who love Him with all their heart, soul, mind and strength. Those of us who set our minds on things above and strive to live godly lives. This is true wisdom that comes from heaven. If we have these attributes, then we have wisdom. So we know that God gives wisdom. In Proverbs 2:6, it says, "For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding." And again in James 1 verse 5, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him." If we lack wisdom, we must ask God, and God will give us wisdom. Because God gives wisdom and gives it generously. So this wisdom is a gift from God, a gift which God gives freely to anyone who asks. Therefore, if we ask God for wisdom, God will give it to us. We can be confident to live in wisdom, confident of our choices. There are two kinds of wisdom. The question is, which wisdom do you most desire to have? We should desire to have wisdom from God. This will help us to live wisely. I want to encourage us to desire to have wisdom from heaven, because wisdom from heaven brings salvation. If knowing God is wisdom, as we have seen, then if we know God, we know Jesus. And if we know Jesus and know what he has done for us, then we know the grace of God. Therefore, we know the gospel. And we know that the gospel can save. The gospel brings salvation. It is important for us to fear God and to look for the knowledge of God in order to have wisdom, in order to receive salvation. So remember the video I played earlier? It was based on the story Jesus talked about in Matthew 7. In Matthew 7, Jesus was teaching the crowds and his disciples many things. And in verse 24 of chapter 7, Jesus gives an example of a wise man and a foolish man. Jesus says, "Therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell with a great crash." Who do you want to be like? The builder who builds on sand, who builds quickly, easily, and cheaply? but ultimately the house doesn't last and when the storm comes? Or do you want to be the builder who builds on the rock, who builds slowly? It is hard work and it is costly, but the house does not last. The house does last when the storm comes. So life is like a storm. It has its ups and downs, its struggles, its hard times. But if we follow the wisdom from heaven and reject worldly wisdom, we can have hope despite the hard times. We can rely on God to help us through. So the wise man is the one who knows God and puts his trust in him. They hear God's words and puts them into practice. The wise person builds their life on Jesus, the true rock. This is living wisely, knowing God, fearing God, and having this knowledge be seen in our actions. What is the conclusion of the matter, as Solomon says in Ecclesiastes? Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Life was meaningless, a chasing after the wind, but if you are to fear God, this brings meaning and purpose to life. This is true wisdom. So who is wise and understanding among us? The one who fears God, the one who knows God and sets their hearts and minds on things above. The one who is godly, who lives their life in line with God's ways. The one who is obedient to God's commandments, living in a deep personal relationship with God. In life we have choices, we have many decisions to make. Some decisions are very small, such as should I buy a certain car, should I buy this house, go on this holiday, questions like that. And other decisions are very big, such as should I go to Bible college, change my whole life direction, should I be involved with a certain ministry with the church, should I do this or that. There's lots of choices and decisions to be made. And so the Bible doesn't directly tell us clearly how we should make these decisions. For example, when I was looking for work the last couple of months, we prayed for a long time that I would choose the right job, whether I should go back to carpentry or continue in some form of ministry. But really, there is no right, clear answer, as long as we can give glory to God and serve him in whatever we do. That is the real question. Living wisely is making a decision, big or small, in regard to God's will. How can I best serve God and bring glory to God? How can I live a life worthy of the gospel? As we saw in the video, there are two choices to make: to build your house on the rock or on the sand. To build our lives on Jesus, the true rock, on wisdom from heaven, or build our lives on the sand and follow the ways of worldly wisdom. So I want to finish with looking at verses 13 and 17 of James chapter 3. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from heaven. And verse 17, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. So let us live wisely by choosing to follow the wisdom from heaven. Okay, let's pray. Lord, our Father, we thank you for today and your words and challenges from the Bible. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to understand the differences between worldly wisdom and wisdom from you. We ask that you will grant us wisdom to live godly lives and to follow your ways. Fill us with the fruits of the Spirit and help us to search for wisdom. Thank you that we have Jesus as our rock and guidance in life. And thank you that you give us wisdom. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Yeah, thank you.